I'm so great. It's so great to hear your voice, and it's great to be back on the air. You know, I got food poisoning 2 weeks ago, which was really not fun, and you and my dear husband, it was nice of you to let him come on and work with you, Kevin.
He did a fabulous job.
Well, thank you. You know, he knew our guest, and I thought that that would work well for her and for him and for you. So I want to thank my husband, Kirk Bohr, for pitching in, and I want to thank you for being willing to do that with Patricia Wootzer that we had as a psychologist on that day. And then last Monday, we were shooting our new television pilot, and I want to bring you up to date on that and fill you in on that as a part of what we do today. And so, Kevin, what I planned for our listeners and for you and Eric in the studio, too, is it's been a little while since we've had just some time for the two of us or the three of us to talk with our listeners and just strictly have that quality hour together talking about positive choices. So besides filling you in on what's going on this end on the television shoot, I want to also do some instructions for life in the new millennium, and we're well into it, and they come from the Dalai Lama. So I want to focus on those after we have a little bit of an update.
Okay.
So what's going on in your world?
Well, we continue, obviously, to do the show. I got to tell you, I was up at one of your favorite places yesterday. I was on Woodby Island.
All right.
That's where my parents have a home.
Did you say you were on Woodby Island?
I was on Woodby Island.
Whidbey. Eric caught you like I did. I was...
Woodby? Woodby. I've always called it...
Whidbey, not Woodby.
Well, I've always called it Woodby Island.
I mean, well, you got to switch, man, because the Woodby Island people might not like the Woodby Island.
That's right.
Oh,
every
okay.
town here is Woodby Island if we get that tidal wave.
But you know what? I actually...
Let's hope it's Woodby.
It could happen.
Okay, it's Woodby Island, but I actually saw a sign on there, Whidbey Island.
About the tsunamis. I know what you're going
to
say.
No, not the tsunamis. There was a reader board that it said, listen to us on 11:50 a.m. He was by a real estate office. So
awesome.
I thought that was wonderful.
It said, in case of tsunami, listen to Barb Schwartz.
Yes, yeah. She can float your boat whenever you need to get floating.
That's right.
I love it. Well, you know, that's so nice because I had interviewed, as you know, Dana Bieber with Coldwell Banker in downtown Langley, and she is an accredited staging professional as well as a few others on the island. And so then I've run that ad, you know, every Saturday in the paper, and that is so kind of whoever did this. It must have been a random act of kindness. It was either on the highway of 525, or was it in downtown Langley or on the highway?
It's in going up from the ferry dock.
Yeah, way cool.
Yeah, which is, you know, like, my parents live, I could kind of consider it a presidential thing. See, we landed Clinton.
I know.
And they live on Bush Road.
Well, Bush Point. There you go. So, it is kind of a presidential
I didn't know Bush
thing.
Had a point.
Yeah, right. probably have a Kerry Road, too, for those people listening. So,
pretty soon.
Pretty soon. It's in there somewhere between Clinton and Bush Road. And so it's just really great to hear your voices. I miss you. And so we've got a lot going on. I'm so excited. And those of you listening, whether you're at home or you're at work working or you're out playing, thanks for being on board with us for Staging Life with Barb. It's just, it really is the highlight of my week. No matter what I do, I cannot tell you how much I love sharing with everybody on the radio and the great feedback that we continue to get. So everybody that's listening, take your right hand and pat yourself on the back over the left shoulder for coming on board and staying tuned to Positive Choice Talk Radio to be with me and all of us as a team.
Now, I'm not going to let you get away without talking about what you were doing last Monday instead of doing the show live. You were doing something else, and people are going, wait a minute, did I hear her say something about television?
That's right.
What were you doing?
Well, you know, that's been a dream of mine for a long time. And it hasn't been the kind of dream that I, like, have to do it or I'll die. It hasn't been that kind of thing. It's been a dream that should this come up where we could help some people and, you know, really facilitate some learning and have a great time at the same time. So originally, in the year 2000, that year, I wrote a television script for a staging, home staging show. And I can tell this because it's the truth, and I have the letter. So I sent it off to HGTV, and they wrote me a letter back, which I will keep forever. that says no one would be interested in seeing a show about homes that are going to be redone to be sold. And, of course, now we know that there is one on their channel. And then I introduced it to some people locally, and they got the idea and spinned it into something else. And so I have stayed determined and very persistent, and yet it hasn't been a do-or-die thing. I've just let the universe, you know, just bring it at the right time. And I feel my main mission is to share and to teach. And yet this also could be done at the same time. So ABC Family Channel, which I am very happy about, I had called, and this would have been back in November, and said that they had checked out the Internet and staging as an industry and as an asset for sellers. And buyers and everybody really benefits. And they said, you are the leader, it looks like, which I thanked them for, and that they were interested in doing one show. And depending on the numbers, then we look forward to hopefully that continuing. So my vision has been all along, Kevin and Eric, to shoot the show during the class that I teach. So a lot of script writing I've done, a lot of directing I've done as we've worked towards this. There's a lot of paperwork that goes with it, believe it or not.
Oh, I'll bet.
There's lots of that, and logos and signage and all kinds of things. So last Monday and Tuesday, we had the most wonderful, talented man by the name of Eric Fairman, who's with Impact Productions, and it was a God thing because someone else was supposed to come on that Friday before the shoot last week, and they couldn't come, and so they called Eric. Well, it turns out that he is just this incredible man in production, and he told me after our shoot, he said, you know, I got to tell you that they called and said, well, this other production man couldn't come. It's kind of a real estate thing, and he says, I wasn't so sure that I wanted to do that, but I thought, well, whatever. And he goes, Barb, this has been the most wonderful experience working with you and your attendees. And he said, I couldn't be more thrilled. So we were really pleased because he has 30 years in television and video production. And I'm proud to announce that he has agreed to be our guest next week, my special guest. And he's from Santa Cruz, California. He has a brand new documentary that will be shown all over the world. And it's called Calypso Dreams. And in it is Harry Belafonte, as well as some country music stars that you may know that had their birth really in Calypso. And he traveled all over the world putting this together. And anybody that wants to see about it can go to calypsodreams.com. And he's worked with some of the biggest in the industry as far as film stars, television stars. And so it was really a treat to have this very talented cameraman with me during this time. And so what we did was we taped a private interview with me during lunch. I didn't eat on Monday. And then he got segments of the class with people asking questions and with my teaching. And then we, on Tuesday, he interviewed me and filmed me giving the teams for staging, because each team does a different room, the directions, and that was in the classroom in the Holiday Inn Hotel in Concord, California. And then he got them all running out the door and getting in their cars and arriving at the house. And we met the homeowners, and that was on film. And we interviewed the two real estate agents, Sharon Beck, who was the listing agent, and Terry Lynn Fisher, who has a buyer that she believes will buy the house. And so then we swung into action, you guys, and we have videos of, you know, the teams doing their job before and after. It's total chaos in the middle. And I got to be the director and the actress, which, of course, they say actor these days, but I was just in all my glory. And so that night we finished about 7 o'clock, and we worked all day. We did a 14-hour day that day, which I did all week last week, actually, and then about a 13-hour day on that Monday. And so he went back to his studios in Santa Cruz, and the main tapes, the originals, have gone to Platinum Television, which is in Florida, and then they will edit it and put it together for ABC Family Channel. And so he copied some of it and sent it to me. This is before editing. So last night I watched about 3 hours, and I have to tell you, I'm really pleased.
Oh, that's great.
It is so exciting. It is so exciting.
Very cool.
The staging show with Barb. I love it. We'll see. You know, I just believe in eternal guidance, and good is there, and so we've done our part. And I emailed some of my friends and students, ASPs, on actually Wednesday night, even though I was doing 14-hour days. I did it, you know, like 1 in the morning, and I said, even if there isn't anything else, I know it went really well, and that's all I need right now. It just feels really good. Really good.
Well, Barb, you know what time it is?
It must be break time. It is time for one of our sponsors. And,
that's right.
You know, we came on the air a little bit after 2, so I'm so glad our listeners stayed with me and you, thinking that I had disappeared or something. And so now, everybody, stay tuned to our sponsors, because that's how we stay on the air. So listen to this commercial and know that they are of value and great service in the community, and buy from them. Let's say stay tuned, because we'll be back right away. Thank you for staying tuned and being here with Staging Life with Barb, and also my co-anchor, Kevin McDonald, and you are there.
I'm here.
And I also want to talk about our most talented, handsome, by the way,
debonair
producer in the studio, which is Eric.
Yes.
Eric, this time I'm talking about you.
Oh,
man.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. You have such
I'm
a
glad
great
they can't see me blushing on the radio.
Good. Blush. You know, we could flash on the, I can spell it, blush. And those that are listening, he is very handsome. And he really pushes the buttons that make us work, which we really need. So we really appreciate you. And you know, Eric, your voice sounds like God.
Oh, well.
Yes, a great radio.
Kevin keeps blaming me for the weather, so might as well sound like God.
Yeah, that's right. It was just a rain squall over Seattle, but you're just now getting out of it. So.
Well, this is good. Well, to get back to where we are, gentlemen, thank you so much for the show that we shot last week. So I said, you know, this is part of a dream coming true, and the rest of it is up to, you know, the powers to be. And so in all humility, I do want to share that I felt so good about the production. And that night, unsolicited, Eric said to me, you know, Barb, see, there's something in the name Eric, Eric.
It's popular.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it means talent. That's what it means. He said, you know, I've worked with the best, and don't let anybody say that you can't get the show on the air. You have got a hot show. He called me just like so excited on Thursday when I was teaching. I got the call at the break, as luck would have it, and he said, you are better in scripting, because I wrote the script, directing, because I got to direct, and acting than 99% of them out there that have television shows these days. So that, I just felt that was like, wow, that for him to say that, that was a big deal.
Very cool.
Are you going to remember us little people when you are a multimedia superstar?
Stop, because the radio must go on. Radio is before television.
Well, I'm going to have to get Barb's autograph next time she's here in the studio.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for one show. Well, there you go. We will see. And the cool thing is that some of my graduates came back, and they were in the show, too, and that as we hopefully do move forward, no matter who takes the show, we're going to shoot those during the classes. And everybody's always said to me, which was my vision originally, I mean, it's a perfect television reality show, but it's a friendly kind. And Eric said, you know, he says, I'm so disappointed in some of these reality shows. What they do is they put people against each other and they antagonize them on purpose. And our show is not like that. It's full of strokes and happy thoughts. And, you know, we had our first Russian ASP, and she talks with this thick accent, which is so beautiful. And we had a gal from Japan. Her name was She Gave Me, and she taught me to say it by the word she gave me, and so it was really easy. And then she said, but I'm sorry to tell you, I didn't give you a present. And I said, that's okay. So we had multi countries on the show, and again, it was a lot of upbeat, very upbeat, and I got to be in the moment and do fun things and be wacky sometimes like I am, and then serious sometimes like I am. So thanks, everybody, for caring, and I'll let you know when it's going to be aired.
Yeah, we can't wait to see it.
And by the way, Barb, I'm going to slap your hand just a little bit.
Yes, what did I do?
Because twice you said, even if this is the only one. Now, you don't even want to go there.
Yeah, that's right, because...
This is the beginning of a long-running, great show that's going to help a lot of people.
Thank you, sweetie, because I teach, we don't do if. I guess I was thinking about ABC Family Channel, because that's all they've committed to, and yet I know it's going to go out and be in the right place.
There you go.
So we own it. So wherever it goes, it'll be the right place.
So it's a Barb Schwarz production company.
Well, there you go.
This has been a Barb Schwarz production.
It's just really exciting. And the family, when they came back, I've got to tell you, too, that they have two sons. One is like 14 and the other 11. And they're very sports-oriented, which is really great for kids these days because it keeps them out of other things. And so... they're into soccer and baseball, and we totally redid their rooms because they're going to sell. And, I mean, we put so much stuff away in those rooms. So I think the teams, because each room has a team captain and there's six or five on each team, that those two teams were a little concerned, and yet we have to think of getting them the most money, their parents, for selling so they can get the next house they want. And the joy of seeing that 14-year-old, who looks like he's 18, because he's tall, very handsome, and he's mature for his age. When he went into his room, we got it live, his reaction. I mean, he just wept because the small boy things were gone. And he was like, all right, I got a, you know, big guy's room. I'm living in the jungle because we had brought some plants in. And one of the great ideas for our listeners, too, that was so creative with that team, they went outside because we needed a window covering, and we found a panel of fabric, but there was no curtain rod. Now, I know, gentlemen, this is going to sound weird, but it was so beautiful. And we have pictures of it that we'll be putting on the site, stagedhomes.com.
All right, stagedhomes.com.
And what we did was we went out and we got a, you know when you walk the beach, one of those sticks that's kind of worn by the waves?
Uh-huh.
Like a walking stick?
Right, driftwood.
Yeah, driftwood.
Driftwood, that's what it was. Well, they had it, even though they're not at the beach. They must have got it at the beach. And it was a nice long piece about, oh my gosh, 6 feet long. It's a tall one. And all we did was put that above the window and then swag and hang down this piece of fabric. And then we twined some ivy around it. And it did look like George of the Jungle, kind of. And this young man named Joey, he said, whatever we do in this house after you all leave, we are not taking that curtain rod down. I mean, he loved it. So there are so many great ideas about it. Just really exciting.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the show.
I feel really at peace, and I feel really blessed. And for those listening, you can have any dream you want. It takes time on the human planet here, Earth, and it takes persistence. And I cannot share with you how many doors were shut or they said, no, this wouldn't work. And then also we had several... channels and networks that I will not name that really took the idea and did it on their own and didn't include us. And so my philosophy of life is that I can sue them or sit and argue or pout or whatever. And in my soul, it's like, okay, it's not meant to be with them next. And we just keep going until we find it or they find us. So it's the truth of whether, you know, you have a dream of a new home or you have a dream of a new job or you're looking for your soulmate, or, you know, you want to help your health, whatever it is, stick to that dream. Don't give up.
Well, time is something that we are concerned with, but ultimately the timing of things is perfect on a bigger level than what we're really capable of understanding, right?
It's really true. It's the bigger picture, and I believe the good is working through the bigger picture, and we see small keyhole pieces looking through the keyhole in the door. And it's easy as humans, that human side, to get discouraged and say it's not going to work. And I wouldn't say that I haven't gotten discouraged because I'm a human too, like everybody. And there have been a few moments or, you know, even a day or two that's like, well, I don't know. And yet when your passion is really strong, it won't stay down for long, and it just comes rising back up like a buoy, you know, in the water. You can push it underneath, but watch out because it's going to come up and hit you in the face and go boom. And so, you know, just hold tight. And it's better, as Grandpa taught me growing up in Kansas, to shoot for the star and maybe you don't hit that one, but you find one pretty close to it, because we never know what form it's going to come in. And we pull things so much as human beings, at least I have in my life, that I'm really working on, and I think I'm getting better at it, I know I am, to give up some of that and let the good come from wherever it comes from. So whether it's meant to be with ABC Family Channel or not, we hope it is. However, if not, then we'll shop it and take it somewhere else, and we'll just take it a step at a time.
Well, but you know, ultimately, Barb, isn't it true that regardless of what the ultimate success to the outer world is, it was a fabulous time, it was a great experience for you and the people involved, and it felt good. So that's all good, right?
That's what I mentioned that I wrote my friends that Wednesday night, that, you know, it's up to the universe, God, action, all that stuff, to, or things and important beings to move with it, and yet at this moment, that's all I need to know, is that it went really well, and that we helped a great family, and they loved it, and the ASCs that were setting for their accredited staging professional designation as realtors or as stagers, they loved it. They were so fulfilled when they saw the reactions of the husband, the wife, and the two sons. The lady was like, I don't want to sell now. I mean, we don't do weird stuff. It's beautiful. And we didn't bring one thing in. We used everything they had. And we go through and we redo the rooms and the five steps that I share with that. And I know we're going to need to take another commercial break soon. I'll get these in first. And number one is when you're going to do a room. And by the way, Kevin and Eric, I was so on a roll. Now, remember, I spoke for 13 to 14 hours every day this last week. And it was almost effortlessly because I was so impassioned about it. And then everybody left, and I was like, well, I got to stage something in my house. So I redid my dining room and my living room with what I have from other rooms, as well as those rooms. And the number one thing is that you de-accessorize the room. So whatever room you're doing, you go in and you take out all the accessories. What's on the coffee table? What's on the walls? Pictures, mirrors, all that. Pillows on the sofa. Get it all out of there and pile it up in another room.
So take down all those Snap-on calendars.
That's true, especially you, Eric.
I don't have those.
So take those down. And then number two, what furniture are you going to take out? Is there a piece of furniture you think that it's time that it goes to another room or you put it in the garage for a while? Because there's no reason that we can't have seasons in our house. We talk about, you know, coloring for women and the coloring there, a winter, summer. You've heard this with what women do. Well, also, why not do that with your rooms? And I felt a real nesting instinct this weekend of getting things out of the nest. It's like spring cleaning. And so it's just like, wow, it's time for this to go out and that to go out. And I changed from the winter look to the spring look headed into summer. And so I put a lot of the heavy crystal away because that's more winter to me, and changed the pillows and took a chair out. And then you, number three, rearrange what's left as far as your furniture and come up with a new arrangement. And then number four, then what you want to do is take that other furniture you took out and find a place for it in another room. And then number five is reaccessorize the room. So then you start taking things and putting them back, and a lot of it doesn't make it. But you don't throw it out. I just put it in my linen closets and in cupboards and under beds. And when I feel like it, I'll rotate things again. And it's like changing your clothes. It feels so good, gentlemen. It's exciting, too. I'm telling you, I get high on this.
Very good. And the next time you've got nothing to do, Barb, I have a house hint that you can do.
We're never short of houses, and nothing gets me turned on any more than staging. I'm telling you, it's just, at the end of it, I go, I was born to do this. I love it so much. It's such a cleansing thing. It really is.
Yes, you were. And when we come back, we're doing something at our house that I'd like your opinion on. And,
okay, and we're still going to get to some instructions for life. We'll see how many we get through. But when we come back, I'll take Kevin's question. And any of you can call in. Here's the number. Grab your pen. I would love to visit with you. It's 1-866-439-7287. And that is a toll-free number, 866-439-7287. Make my day. Call in. I'd love to visit with you.
Stay tuned to Positive Choice Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody, to Positive Choice Talk Radio. This is Barb Schwarz. Thanks so much for listening. And my co-anchor, Kevin McDonald, has a question for me. It sounds like he's doing something Well, fun and serious at his house. What are you up to, Kevin?
Well, we are in the process of tearing out our carpet. Been there 12 years, 13 years now. And we're putting down a laminate hardwood floor type surface over the top of where the carpet was and in the kitchen and so forth. Now, we want to also create a different feel to every room, so we're kind of using that as a base. How would you suggest that we create a different feel and look for each room that we have the hardwood floor, like throw rugs and that kind of thing?
Well, tell me, first of all, what rooms you're putting the pergo in.
The family room and the kitchen and probably the dining room next.
Oh, those are great rooms. I really do love the pergo or other similar type of floor laminates. They wear really, really well. And most of the floor people will tell you that you just use water to clean them or a little teeny bit of vinegar and in the water. It cuts through the dirt, but you don't need to shine them or anything. And so they can be scratched, but the main thing is that they wear really well and it's tough to scratch them. And so it really helps your resale value as well when you come on the market for sale, and most of us think we're never going to sell. I say that all the time, and then a year later I end up selling, but because I get an itch to move. But when you look at each room, what I'd ask you to do is, let's take the kitchen, for example. What is your theme there, and what are your colors there, and what's your focal point? Now, in some places, every room has a focal point, and you either make it up or it's already there. So like in living rooms, it's the fireplace or the view. In the family room, it's the fireplace or the view or the furniture. And in the kitchen, it might be a kitchen island. Do you have an island?
No, but what we do have is a really nice looking wood table that with chairs around it that is the centerpiece of the room. That's what we feature.
Cool. Now, what are your colors in there?
The walls are textured. Brown and with white, you know, so you take a sponge and you texture it with the sponge, that sort of thing.
The full painting.
Yes, and then of course the cabinets are a little bit darker than the floor is. The floor is kind of a lighter. The new floor is kind of a lighter, rustic looking wood, and the cabinets are a deeper mahogany.
I like the combination of the different wood tones. It adds depth like nature. Always think about nature, everyone listening, because when you go outside, you see bark on trees that's dark. Then you have the birch that's even white. And nature is our greatest place to look, actually, for home staging, because I like to bring the outside inside. And so it's really neat to hear, Kevin, that you've got the lighter look and then the darker look mixed together. Now, what color is your kitchen set?
It's also wood tone, and it's almost the tabletop is wood, and then the base is white. They're all painted white.
Oh, so it's wood. Oh, I have some stools like that. I love that look. Now on the counters, tell the truth. Do you have a lot of little stuff out there, or do you have some big things, meaning accessories, or is it mostly the toaster, the microwave, you know, that kind of thing? What's going on your counters?
We've got a lot of counter space. So we've got a microwave that's kind of tucked in the corner.
Good.
And then I've got it's in the shape of an L. And the only thing we've got is a blender and a toaster on one end. And on the other end, it's kind of a pass bar to a couple of stools and a bar on the other side, which then goes into the family room.
Cool. Nice. And so there's no wall coverings, there's wallpaper. And is the fabric above the window, or is there anything, or are they mini blinds? So what do you have?
We just have the mini blinds.
Great. What color?
One of them, I believe the kitchen is pink that matches, not a true pink, but an off pink that matches the color of the countertop.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere. So the pink on, it's a subdued pink or a bright pink or kind of a violet pink?
Well, it depends on if they're clean or not.
Well, what color are the countertops?
It depends on if it's clean or not. No,
yeah, I get
to. it's kind of a I don't know colors all that well. Kind of a relaxed, you know, tone pinkish kind of thing.
Okay, now because of the pink, which is not a bad thing, and the pink, depending on the tone, and of course, you're painting a great picture as I'm interviewing you for all of us, because our listeners, and thanks for being there, by the way, and myself are hearing this for the first time. So in my case, my eye would probably go to the pink. it would be more dominant than the wood in many cases. Now, if it's really, really faded, really, really light, almost like white, that's different. But if it has a punch to it, then the eyes are going to go there, and that ends up being your focal point. One of the things we do is stage to live, and I am getting to your rug question, believe it or not, because it's a piece of this puzzle, and we all have these puzzles in our rooms, is that clear off a lot of the little stuff on the countertops, and of course, most of us need our toaster and microwave, and then feature some big pieces. Big stuff works. Little things eat up space. And so maybe you have a basket of baby's breasts that your wife puts together, or you have Fred the pig that's got a chalkboard on his tummy where you leave notes. You see those in places like Cost Plus, Pier 1, Nordstrom's gift shop, those things. And so that we have some contrast to the pink, and I'd like to see you have some ironwork in there and some stonework in the form of a like a ceramic pig or something.
Oh, okay.
As well as a metal basket or something, because we've got wood and we have the hard laminate surface and the pink, and the stone and the ironwork will calm that down a little bit. And then what I'd like to see you do is shift the focus a little under the table by putting a rug, which can be round or it can be rectangular. And for the scooting of the chairs in and out when you get up and down from eating, it's better that it's either really small and just fits under the legs, which is not my favorite, or it's large enough that even when you scoot back, your legs of the chair, not your legs, but the legs chair of the legs are still on it. So you're not going off the edge when you scoot back and it goes smoothly and goes, ugh, as it drops off the back of the rug. So it's usually going to take a little bit bigger rug, but it doesn't have to be huge. And for interest, round ones are nice. They're sometimes harder to find, Kevin, so one of the other would be a rectangular one, but don't set it square with the room. I love angles these days. So you can make it flow from where you enter the kitchen or that side that has the kitchen set on it, have it aimed from where you walk in towards the opposite side of the room, and that brings you into the room. It will bring the eye to the rug, up to the furniture, up to your countertops and blinds, and it won't be that maybe shocking look of seeing the pink first, because we want to feature your floors. So the rug can have a touch of pink in it. I would pick some other colors like brown and beige and maybe green and burgundy, because pink is in the burgundy family. So it's not hard to do, and you can go to carpet stores and find rugs. Frequently what I do, though, is I sincerely stage a lot of homes out of Target, Kmart, Walmart. Love Walmart rugs, love Target rugs, love some of Kmart's, and you'll get nice size ones for next to nothing, and they have great colors, so follow your intuition, you and your wife, when you're picking it. But it will save the chairs going back and forth, it'll sound better, and it sounds like that will help soften the kitchen.
Great. Barb,
when you turn me on, you just can't shut me.
I'm telling you, you are really gifted at this. But and next week I'm going to ask you about the family room as we keep going. But I want to get to what you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, that's great. And you know, anytime anyone wants to call in with a decorating question or a staging question, I would love to visit about those, because it's what I eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And it's so great to share ideas. Maybe someone listening, and that could be you, has a decorating challenge or a problem. It's like, what do I do with this? How do I hide it in this room, or how can I solve this? Well, gee, nothing gets me going more than little challenges like that. So anybody, call in, and we just love to hear your voice, and we'll have a nice visit.
That's 425-373-5527 or 888-298-KKNW.
And that stands for 7287, doesn't it?
Actually, it's 5569.
Well, I blew it. Now, what is my number of 866-439-7287? That's the toll-free.
Oh, that's
an additional toll-free.
That's an additional toll-free.
We got numbers coming and going.
That's right.
We have a plethora.
We have a plethora. And then I started saying plethora.
We like choice here.
This is really true. Now, tell me, do we have another sponsor that we want to talk about a little bit, or shall I keep going?
I think we should take a break and give everybody a chance to catch their breath, and then we'll come back with more of Staging Life right here on Positive Choice Talk Radio.
Thanks, everybody. Stay tuned.
I wish I'd have said that.
What do you think?
Well, you can. We got like 10 seconds here.
Well, 10 seconds, babe.
I just love this song. It's just beautiful. Let's listen.
Now, oh.
All right. We're coming back.
Welcome back to Positive Choice Talk Radio. We have the distinct honor of every Monday at 2 o'clock. We have Staging Life with Barb. Barb Schwarz, the diva, the staging diva. And she's on the phone from beautiful Northern California. Hi, Barb. How are you?
I'm just great. It's great to be on the air. And how is my precious Seattle that I call home? What's it doing there?
Mr. Weatherman?
Yeah, Mr. Weatherman, Mr. McDonald.
No, actually, it's Mr. Eric is responsible for that.
Well,
he creates the weather up here, you know.
No. I just get the info from the good folks over at Cairo Television. Right now, it is not raining. It is a beautiful day. It's a little breezy. We've got some very dramatic clouds in the sky that are just great to look at from inside. And it's a nice day.
Although
it's
a little bit cool, but
come Thursday, we'll see more sunshine.
I think there's a rain squall that's just south of downtown Seattle, so you may be getting a little rain here in a few minutes.
We'll get some rain tonight.
It could, and you know, I always say that I'm going to get in big trouble, that, you know, we're just a suburb down here in Northern California of Seattle. People say, gosh, doesn't you feel as far away? And I say, no, it's just down the road.
That's right.
Just down I-5.
It's really true, and I think Seattle and San Francisco are kind of like sister cities in a way. You know, they really are in the city. We very similar in climate. In the East Bay, it can be, and I had this recently, or last year rather, 95 where I was in East Bay and Walnut Creek. Mm-hmm. When I went to San Francisco, it was 65. That's 30 degrees different.
Isn't that the darndest thing?
Be
it
surprisingly chilly.
In 45 minutes, it dropped 30 degrees from one to the next. I mean, and that's very typical. And San Francisco gets quite a bit of fog.
Yep.
That's right. Now, do you fly out of Oakland when you come north?
Yeah, when I come home to Whidbey Island, we fly out of Oakland. And the master course that I teach, the ASPM course for Accredited Staging Professional Master Course, is in Northern California at this time is the place that I offer that. So I'm always here, which is what we did last week. And then I'll be coming back next week up to home on Whidbey Island. And my relatives, of course, are in Bellevue, which is really where I feel like I grew up. So that's home, and we are blessed to live in a wonderful country on the West Coast. I'm a West Coast kind of girl, and so
West Coast is the best coast, as we like to say.
We love the West Coast. We love the East Coast too. It's just that West Coast is home. You know,
that's right. Unless you're from the middle part of the country, and then they call us the Left Coast.
Well, you know, I grew up in Kansas originally.
But,
on a farm.
But Dorothy, you're not there anymore.
Well, I know, but there's no better place to grow up than on the farm in Kansas. That was a wonderful experience. I love farming and crops and didn't wear any makeup there, you know. And animals, it's just so great being on a farm. And our farmers are so important to us. And I know I take them for granted too many times. And so God bless our farmers.
Sure. Now,
Barb,
we have many here in Washington, too.
Absolutely. Now, Barb, you had said that you wanted to talk about the rules of life. Is that
right? And we'll see how far we get with this. Again, I want to announce that next week, Eric Theremin with Impact Productions is going to be on. And he shot the show that we did for ABC Family Channel last week. And he has a brand new documentary that's the like of Winged Migration. I don't know if either one of you saw that, but
I've heard about it.
Oh, my God, that was the most incredible thing. He didn't shoot that, but he's very familiar with it.
Great.
And he has, he's won the Joey Award in television production and a lot of awards, and he's a really nice man. And so he's going to be our featured guest, and we're going to talk about television and production and staging and life and all those things next week. So make sure you tune in at 2 o'clock next Monday for Staging Life with Barb when we interview Eric. So at that time, I'll continue where we leave off today with this. I shared with my students this last week about instructions for life that I carry with me in my daytimer. and it's from the Dalai Lama. And there have been many wonderful leaders and gifted spiritual people that have graced our planet and currently do as well. And so I thought, you know, this is really good to be able to share some of the writings in very simple form that he did. And number one, Kevin, and also Eric, number one is take into account that great love and great achievements involve great risk. What do you think of that?
That's very interesting. Say that again.
Take into account, and he has the word great, that great love and great achievements involve great risk.
Well, you in order to achieve great things and to, let's take love as an example. In order to love completely and fully, you do have a risk because put yourself out there, don't you?
Exactly, and not be afraid of being hurt, or the word failure I'd like to get rid of in life. I don't choose it in my own vocabulary. You know, Positive Choice Talk Radio, wherever I go, I talk about our great network station on KKNW, and that is that it is a choice. And so what I like to share with people is, as you have experiences, keep reviewing, because you're your own, you know, you're your own guru, so to speak, and you're your own best critic. And so number one, what went really well in that dialogue or that presentation or talking with your son? Number two, what will you change next time? And number three, be specific. How will you do it next time? And by doing that, it takes us closer and closer, I think, to the really true love that we want and the great achievements that we want. And Grandpa, you've heard me say this before, said, how are you going to get at the fruit if you don't get out on the limb? And it does take risk. And so I really like, number one, I like all of these.
Mm-hmm.
That one just, I love the words great love and great achievements involve great risk. There's really no other way. No pain, no gain. No gain, no pain. I mean, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't put it out there, it may not take place. Number two, and this is a biggie. I really love to see what you two think of this. And everybody listening, you might even want to write this down for sure in your memory. When you lose, don't lose the lesson.
Aha.
Really good, huh?
That's an excellent one. Because, and although I don't know, even when you lose, you really haven't lost because you do have the lesson.
That's right. However, a lot of us, including me, sometimes I just keep repeating the same darn lesson. And so I didn't step back and really say, now, what have I learned here? What went well? What will I do differently next time? And how will I do it? And it is, I really believe that life is a series of lessons. And you're right, we really don't lose at all unless we choose to. It's really looking at, you know, what have I taken from this? What can I apply next time? And not to give that up. And too many times, I know I have gone back and repeated the same darn thing.
Yeah, but you know what, though, Barb? I think, see, life is a full contact sport. And you've got to be really involved with it. And if you're not, you're not living life to the fullest. And you know what? Mistakes or things that we could have done better, I think, are part of that. And we all go through that. And we don't learn unless we make those mistakes. Because I don't know anybody who learns from somebody else's mistakes.
Well, and we really don't even learn from our successes ourselves.
No, we don't learn as much.
You know, we learn from what we would call mistakes or lessons, and in the old days, which weren't that far back, and I was traveling around the country 40 weeks a year speaking, and I'm blessed to have been with over 500,000 people in my audiences. And in those days, they would let you get in the cockpit if you really, the stewardess liked you or the flight attendant and the pilot. And so I got up there a few times, you know, Katie bar the door these days, that ain't going to happen.
oh, no, they know that you're not a terrorist.
Not gonna be, and so what I've learned there, too, which it really stuck with me, you know, how things can stick at certain times, is that they showed me, even with automatic pilot, as well as when the pilot's still in control with automatic pilot, is the plane's too high, it's too low, it's too far right, it's too far left. It's a constant self-correction and then hopefully landing at the correct airport safely. And, you know, sometimes you'll read in the paper that the jet went to the wrong airport. I mean, I remember when that happened in Memphis. It was just a hoot. Supposed to go to Dallas, and it landed in Memphis by accident. Anyway, and nothing was wrong with the plane. the key is that we're constantly self-correcting and adjusting. And life, in many ways, is a series of experiences and lessons. And, you know, it's just being alive and taking those on. And that takes us to number three, which is to follow the three R's. Remember in school what those were? Do you remember what those were, Kevin?
Yeah, writing, reading, and arithmetic.
There you got it. You scored, man. This is good. Well, the Dalai Lama's three R's are, number one, respect for self. Number two, respect for others. And number three, responsibility for all your actions. Really, that's a big one. And I was just with some people last week that we were talking about, in a nice way, someone who seemed to not be taking responsibility for their actions, wanting to shift it onto others all the time. And there are a lot of us that come into that. I know I've done it too. And so respect for yourself, respect for others, and responsibility for all your actions.
You know, I just would like to take a momentary pause, Barb, because that is so important. And think about, everyone who's listening, think about the change that would happen on our planet if each of us became committed to following that principle.
That is, I believe, happening. It's one wake up at a time.
We have to go around waking people up one at a time.
You know, and they're only going to wake up when they want to wake up.
That's true.
And then there are levels of awareness, at least I see in my own self, development as we start to end this hour together. I'm not who I was, 20 years ago. I don't want to be who I was. I liked me then, but I like me better now because I used to take the victim mentality and poor me and things that, you know, I feel that I'm beyond most of the time now. So it is so wonderful being alive. It's just such a fabulous journey. And I advise everybody listening to do something great for yourself today and do a special favor like a random act of kindness for somebody else. That's a really great thing to do. It'll make you have goosebumps all day long about yourself. It's so cool. So this has been really great, gentlemen, being together. How many minutes do we have left, Eric?
We've got just about a minute and a half.
A minute and a half.
90 seconds.
A minute and a half. Well, number four, then I'm going to put it out there and we can talk about it again, is remember that not getting what you want is sometimes a wonderful stroke of luck.
Although it may not seem like it at the time.
Yeah,
yes.
Really. So that's kind of a good thing maybe to go out with today, is that sometimes, you know, when the baby wants the candy, it might have choked on the candy and that would have not been good.
Or rotted its tooth.
Yes, really, this is true. So the bottom line is that everything we do is a choice. Life is a series of choices, and for every action, there's a reaction. And so happiness is a choice, too, and being positive is a choice, which takes me right into, what a lead-in, and I didn't even plan this. I love it, is Positive Choice Talk Radio. And it's just so special being with you, Kevin, and being with you, Eric, and being with every one of our listeners. I may not know you individually, or I may know your email and full name, and as a friend or a new friend, we really appreciate you listening each week, and we want you back.
And Barb, thank you so much for being who you are, and I'm so proud that we're associated with you. You're going to be a multimedia star, and I'm going to leave you with one thought by that famous gospel choir, the Rolling Stones.
Yes.
Sometimes you can't get what you can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes you get what you need.
There you go. Have a great weekend.
And Kevin, can you get satisfaction?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm young. I'm still working on that.
Yeah, we all are.
We got to go. We love you, Barb.
Barb, thank you so much for being with us. Thanks. Hey, do something nice, be positive, and have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.